The city of Sydney, Australia, may have the answer. Sydney, which hosted the 2000 Summer Olympic Games, found a way to solve its Olympic Stadium problem. In 2002, the Australian government sold the rights to name the main stadium. For 6 years, the stadium was named for a telephone company. Now the naming rights belong to a bank, at a cost of $20 million over 7 years. The city also rents the stadium to local sports teams. For the first time, we expect to break even, says the manager. The Olympics are a global event, so the host city builds big stadiums. But we have to consider how to maintain and use them after the Olympics. A big stadium, if not carefully managed, can become a serious burden for a city.